Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtue of visiting the graves of noble and virtuous and learned people. Now, we all know that visiting the graves of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the other prophets salamullah alayhim and the Imams alayhi salam, this is very virtuous. No doubt about it. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his grandson, Imam Hassan, he said, "O son, he who visits me during my life or after my death, or visits your father, your brother, or yourself, becomes deserving of my visiting him on the day of resurrection when I will rid him of his sins." So visiting the graves of these great personages, this is no doubt a noble act and deserving of worldly and otherworldly recompense and reward. But what about visiting the graves of, you know, good people, noble people, like, for example, great scholars, mujtahideen, or, you know, the saints, the urafa, the awliya? What about visiting the graves of such people? Does this also have such a reward? The answer to this question is, yes, indeed, it does. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever is unable to come and visit us, let him go and visit the graves of virtuous people from among our friends." So, let's say that we are unable to, if somebody is unable to go and visit, perform ziyarat and visit the graves of the Imams, alayhi salam, then he can go in place of this, he can go and visit the graves of the noble people, and he will get the same reward. The Imam says, "And it will be recorded for him as having visited us." Right? A lot of people cannot afford to perform the ziyarat, but it might so happen, it's possible for there to be a very pious and noble person who is buried in their town. This person can go and visit the grave of this person, read some Quran for him, on his behalf, and enjoy the spiritual atmosphere of such a place, and he will get the same reward. In fact, there are, recommendations for certain people in particular. The Imams, sometimes they would point to certain individuals and say, and advise us to go and visit their graves. Like, for example, the grave of the Lady Fatima al-Masuma, who is buried in the holy city of Qum, or the grave of Sayyid Abdul Azim al-Hassani, who is buried in the city of Ray. For example, Imam Hadi alayhi salam was asked someone from Ray who came to see him, "Where have you been?" To which the Imam replied, "To visit Imam al-Hussein." The Imam replied, "Verily, if you had visited the grave of Abdul Azim in your own town, it would have been as if you had visited Hussein ibn Ali." Right, so this is something which is definitely very recommended on the part of the Imams alayhi wasalam. Thank you for joining us here again on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue and the reward for visiting the graves of the virtuous people, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.